Clyde, we're moving on to the 1970s now, the golden age of rugby, of Welsh rugby. Can you tell me a little bit about where you would usually watch the games?
Well, it would be the television in the flat in London, or going to the games. So I'd travel down from London very frequently to watch the games live.
So if you were watching in the flat in London, who would be watching with you?
Well, certainly my flatmates, and two of those were Scottish, so we'd have great rivalry. The other flatmate was Welsh, from Glasgow. So we'd have great rivalry, certainly when Scottish games were being played. Occasionally, friends up from Wales or from university would be staying with us and dossing on the floor, and they'd be watching the games with us. There was one game, early 70s, Wales against Scotland, and I can picture it now. It was up in Murrayfield, and Wales are losing, and a line out, and Danny Thomas palmed it down, and went out, Gareth Edwards was all the way to Gerald Davis on the right wing, and he went round the outside of the defence and scored the try. But John Taylor had to kick the conversion to win the match. I remember hiding me in the sofa, and it was in the flat in London. That was.
So what was the atmosphere like then in the flat?
Oh, well, it was hysterical, and not necessarily in the funny sense, you know. The shouting and the cheering and the ranting. Very excitable.
And how does watching on television compare to going to matches then and possibly now?
I think there's a difference. No. Certainly then, okay, I was younger and perhaps that much more enthusiastic and so on. And had a connection with some of the players as well. People like Roy Burgess, we were in school together, Ray Grouse, and people like that. But it was the whole experience of going down to Cardiff for the day of the weekend, the atmosphere in the town, the atmosphere in the ground, having to get to the ground that much earlier because it wasn't reserved seats, it was standing room only, and sometimes going to the ground an hour and a half before the game. Well, that's going back to the old North Stand, so that's probably the 60s as opposed to the 70s. But then the singing in the ground was had much greater variety, fervour and hoil to it than it does now. On TV, obviously, you see more. You have the action replays, you have the detailed expert analysis and so on, some of which is a load of nonsense. But so that's the upside of watching on TV. Now, I go to games less often because the atmosphere is a little bit more sterile to what it used to be. Now, again, well, that's a function of age, but there isn't quite the same fervour, there isn't quite the same hoil, and you have a good time in Cardiff, but then you're in your seat 5 minutes before the kickoff, and the atmosphere, the tension doesn't build up. And I've talked to my brother last night, actually, and picked my son up from Newport, and he was in the University of Newport on Sunday, and I'll go and watch the Dragons play the Wasps on the Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. But it's an old-fashioned ground at Rodney Parade, but there's still standing room, and so you've got banter with your neighbours back front, and whereas in the internationals now, in the Millennium Stadium, fabulous stadium as it is, that sort of hoil seems to have disappeared. And particularly when you get more people going along who don't necessarily know much about the game.